Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's Britney, bitch.
So if you're in jail and you were hoping you would get rooms with Chris Brown, not going to happen. Because Breezy's going to be in solitary confinement for the next month for 23 hours of each day. We know he's locked up for violating his probation by getting kicked out of rehab. And, you know, they say he can exercise and read in his cell, but he can't even shower until every 2 days. It's pretty bad condition. So April 23rd seems a long way away for him.
Well, it sounds like they're going to keep him in the intake block and not put him in actual population. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, maybe it's to protect him because he's a celebrity, something like that. Lil Boosie, he's warning people about a scam. Some people are impersonating his manager and his brother. They've taken $75,000 from people already, so it's been reported.
I'm going to give it back. I promise.
Russ.
Hit me up. You want to see Boosie.
Yeah.
Kim and Kanye are going through with their lawsuit against the YouTube co-founder for leaking Yeezy's proposal. Turns out that confidentiality agreement was pretty clear. Gotcha. In Ratchet Reality News, Atlanta housewife Nene, she blames Bravo's editing for making it look like she was mad at Marlo because of Kenya, but she says it goes much deeper than Kenya. But I think reality stars, they always complain about the editing, but I believe her.
Yeah, unless you give them that information to edit in situations.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, take some of that responsibility, Nene.
Nene. But her and Marlo did have problems back in the wedding. Also, Ratchet Reality, new basketball wife chick, Arianne, ex of Deshaun Stevenson, she can't claim him anymore because he just proposed to his new boo.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Promo pictures for R&B Divas Atlanta Season 3 have been out, and Lil Mo did an interview, and she said that she's the hood Kim Kardashian. She'd get married 10 times because she believes in love.
Good for her. Right.
Speaking of reality stars, Phaedra was on. She had a picture with Candy on Instagram, and she looked really thin, and everyone was concerned about how much weight she's been losing. I think she's probably under stress while those legal problems.
Absolutely.
Also looking brand new is Big Sean's fiance, Naya Rivera, the girl from Glee. Definitely got a boob job.
All right.
But, I mean, I'm not mad at her.
Boob job.
Speaking of new things, there's new music from Prince. He's got a duet with Zooey Deschanel. They first did the song on the sitcom New Girl, but now they've released it on iTunes. Also new, Wu-Tang Clan just released a single. They're going to have an album that's in stores later this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Redman says he wants to make a How High 2.
Okay.
You think that'll be good?
I don't know.
Depends on how high you get.
He said if no
the
one will pick it up.
The movie is.
He says if nobody picks it up, he's just going to make another movie heavily related to marijuana.
Hey, man. Wow. Send it out digitally. You don't need to go theatrical, dude.
True.
You can make your money.
On TV, Fox's hip-hop series they've been working on called Empire, they just added Macy Gray to the mix. Oh, I think wow. It's going to be pretty
That's
good.
What's up. Mm-hmm.
And tonight, rapper YG will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Okay.
YG? Why?
Why? G?
Don't know.
I'm Brittany. That's your Hot Off the Wire. Tell me what I missed. Tweet me at 2 Pretty Brittany and at Russ Parr Show. And for more, go to the RussParrMorningShow.com.